Hello, Elaine?
Yes.
Hi, this is Chuck. I'm calling you from Opinion Research. I'm calling you because we're conducting an opinion poll about Fresno County. Are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to confirm, am I talking to Elaine Weiner?
Weiner, yes.
Weiner, thank you. Just a second. Okay, on March the 5th of this year, California will hold, as you may know, a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California state legislature.
Okay, let me ask you, who are you doing this for?
Oh, we are a third-party neutral company. We're just doing research to provide this information and help the community.
Oh, okay. Okay, how long will this take? It's dinner time.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, it's going to be really quick. I mean, if you want me to read fast, I can totally read fast.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for President, Congress, and California State Legislature. The election for county offices will also be on the March primary ballot. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of you voting in March primary? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50
certain?
Okay, thank you. In presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and the state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary election, what are the chances of you voting for local offices, like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you taking consideration our options, would you say almost certain to vote, probably will vote, chances 50-50, or don't think you will vote?
Certain will vote.
Certain, thank you. May I ask you what year were you born?
Where?
May I ask you what year were you born, or you prefer not to say?
1939.
Thank you. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latina descent?
No.
No. And may I ask you what's your ethnicity?
You mean like what?
Do you consider yourself as white, African-American, black, Hispanic,
oh,
Latina?
White.
Right. Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going to the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
I think they're okay, yeah.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people in Fresno have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one is the one for you that concerns the most. The first one says public infrastructure like roads and bridges. The second one says homelessness. The third one is housing affordability. The fourth one is water policy. The fifth one is jobs and wages. The sixth one is going to be inflation and cost of living. The seventh one is going to be public safety and crime. And the eighth one is parental rights and in education. Which one is the one that is most important for you or concerns you the most?
Oh my gosh, that's a lot in a few questions. They should have had that in six different questions. That stumps everybody, I'm sure. I have to make one choice, right?
Yeah, the one that is like on top of your head. Yeah.
Probably homelessness.
Homelessness. Thank you. I'm going to read you six names of public figures in politics. Please tell me what are your feelings towards this person, if this person is favorable or unfavorable. If you don't know the person or if you have heard about the person but you don't have an opinion, it's okay. Let me know. I have an option for that, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Have you heard about Steve Brundo?
Who?
Steve Brundo.
No.
Never heard of. Okay. Have you heard about Gavin Newsom?
Yes.
Do you have an opinion about him?
Yes.
Would you say it's favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Would you say very or somewhat?
Very.
Very unfavorable. Thank you. Have you heard about Gary Bredefeld?
Yes.
Do you have an opinion about him?
Yes.
Would you say favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Somewhat or very?
Very.
Have you heard about Paul Dictos?
Yes.
Do you have an opinion about him?
No.
Okay, no opinion. Okay, the other two, I know you know them, so my question is straightforward is going to be, do you have an opinion about Joe Biden?
Yes.
Favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Somewhat or very?
Very.
And do you have an opinion about Donald Trump?
Yes.
Would you say favorable or unfavorable?
You don't have a middle one, huh?
The four options that we have is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Thank you. Okay, we have moved all the way to the 60% of the survey. We're almost done. Thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today, and the candidates were Steve Brunjo, County Supervisor and Businessman, Dion Bourdais, Paul Dictos, CPA and County Assessor Recorder, Gary Bredefield, Businessman and City Council Member, and Bryce Herrera, for whom would you vote?
Bredefield.
Bredefield, thank you. How certain are you that you will vote for Gary Bredefield, Businessman Council Member? Are you very certain, somewhat certain?
Yes, very, very.
Very certain. Thank you. How would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefield as a Fresno City Council Member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I would say excellent.
Excellent, thank you. How would you rate the job done by Steve Brando as County Supervisor? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Steve Brando. I would say excellent.
Excellent. Thank you. Thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions. They don't specify to what candidate it goes to, but they are candidates for Fresno County Supervisor. For each, please tell me if you will be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. For example, the question is, would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who will bring more affordable high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartments, buildings, and condos?
No.
That would be less or more likely?
Less likely.
Somewhat or much less?
I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Somewhat or much less?
Much less likely.
Much less likely, thank you. Would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA?
More likely.
Somewhat or much?
Much more likely.
Thank you. Would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who is 80 years old?
No.
So would you say more or less?
Less.
Somewhat or much less?
Somewhat less.
Thank you. Would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees?
Yes, I would favor that.
Okay. Would you say much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Much more. Thank you. Would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes?
Much more likely.
Much more likely. Thank you. Would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who is a Democrat?
Okay, less likely.
Would you say somewhat or much less?
Somewhat.
Would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents?
Less likely to vote for him.
Much or somewhat?
Much.
Thank you. Would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library?
I didn't understand that.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library?
I'd be much more likely to vote for him.
Thank you. Okay, we're almost done. Yeah. Next, I'm going to read you statements about three of the candidates of county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you will vote for that candidate. Okay? For example, Steve Brando currently serves as county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lower taxes. Brandeau has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our taxes invested in our neighborhoods. Brandeau is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic materials from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. After hearing that information, would you say that there is a good chance, there is a fair chance, there is a small chance, or there's no chance you will vote for Steve Brando for county supervisor?
Fair chance.
The next one is Gary Bredefield, currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He's running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedom, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Bredefield will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. After hearing their information, would you say there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you will vote for Gary Bredefield for county supervisor?
A good chance.
Good chance. Thank you. Paul Dictos currently serves as a Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He is running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homelessness population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public. After hearing that information, would you say there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you will vote for Paul Dictos for county supervisor?
A small chance.
A small chance. Thank you. After hearing more information, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Steve Brando, County Supervisor and Businessman, Diane Bourdais, Paul Dictos, CPA and County Assessor Recorder, Gary Bredefield, Businessman and City Council Member, and Bryce Herrera, for whom would you vote?
Probably Bredefield.
Thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you, it's over, but I would like to ask you just a few questions for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Republican.
Republican, thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
Not very strong.
Thank you. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are a liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
We're somewhat or very?
I would say very.
Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? From 1st to 11th grade, high school graduated, non-college post-HS, some college, including community college, two-year degree, some college coursework, four-year college graduate or postgraduate school or degree, including medical school, law school, master's degree, or PhD doctorate?
Post-college credit.
Thank you. And the last question. Do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Own our home.
Own. Thank you. Okay. Thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation, time, and patience. We really appreciate it.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night. Take care. Bye-bye.